I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Hadass Kuznets at the Old Bar, 125 Walnut Street, with chef de cuisine Jeff Grimes. And there are lots of things going on in Philadelphia Memorial Day weekend. One of them is your clam bake. So what is happening here?
So on Saturday, we are doing our annual clam bake. This is our fourth year of doing it. We are starting at 12 o'clock and going till 3 for $45 a person. All you can eat clam bake. So that includes mussels, clams, chorizo, shrimp, corn on the cob, potatoes. And then we're doing on the sides, we have a big thing of potato salad, fresh vegetables, and our classic Parker House rolls.
And I understand this is all part of the Tall Ships Festival?
So because we have all the tall ships coming down, we have all the people, we decide it's Memorial Day weekend, we got to come together, and what's better than that? Clam bake. So we're going for it this time again.
This is a New England tradition, and what's the connection with the tall ship?
We figured clams and all that. I mean, tall ships, all the sea and everything like that, you know.
Right, the seafood. So in a traditional clam bake, what does that consist of? That's a very New England thing.
So traditional New England style clam bake, potatoes, corn, you have a bunch of clams and your mussels, shrimp. But we do it with a little take of, we add chorizo in there with ours and finish it off with a bunch of Old Bay seasoning and stuff.
What's your setup like?
We're going to be doing it in our big banquet room. We have huge pans that we're going to be filling with all you can eat, everything. It's a great time. Everybody comes in and piles food on their plates and everything like that. I mean, what's better than eating a bunch of shellfish?
What kind of prep do you need to do to make this kind of an event happen?
It's a huge amount of prep. We called in and had to order a ton of product in. We have Lexans on Lexans of huge amounts of clams and mussels. But we have a crew in the back getting ready and preparing all the corn and all the potatoes and everything like that. So we're ready. We're gearing up for it.
So for people that want to prepare something themselves on Memorial Day weekend, potatoes and clams, these are all grilling food.
I think you can utilize the grill a lot for your Memorial Day. Maybe try grilling oysters. You shuck the oyster and throw it on the half shell right on the grill. Finish it off with a little bit, a squirt of lemon juice, maybe a little hot sauce, depending on how you like it.
I mean, they're obviously attached to the half shell.
So they're attached to the half shell still. So you just kind of like scoop them out a little bit, but they're nice and plump and warm and delicious and ready to go from there.
A lot of people eat oysters raw, but you're saying it gives it an extra little something when you grill them?
So you pick up a little bit of that char flavor from the grill, and a little bit of that salt cooks out from the shell, so all that salt water that's cooking out of it, you get a little bit more seasoning in there, and then it's a different texture of the oyster. You cook them, the shell on the bottom.
Face up.
Face up. So they're cooking right on the shell themselves.
So you don't want to put the like the grill marks on them?
No grill marks on the actual oysters.
You'll destroy them?
You destroy them pretty fast.
Don't put me behind the grill there, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And you can also do corn and potatoes?
Corn. You can throw a bunch of corn on the grill. Grill it right in the husk and everything, as long as you soak the corn in a little bit of water for probably about 12 to 24 hours ahead of time. That way it like kind of steams the inside of the corn, and then you're not charring all the husk right away.
Oh, that a nice little tip there. What's the best way to cook potatoes on the grill?
First, parboil them, or confit them, as we call it. So confiting is cooking them in a fat, or like oil, or olive oil, or even duck fat, like we like to do.
Oh. And then how long do you do that for?
Depending on how much you're doing and stuff like that, maybe a half hour to 45 minutes, and then you can take them, drain them off, and then char them up on the grill, and it's really delicious.
So those go directly on the grill?
Those go directly on the grill.
And that's much better than wrapping up in foil. You don't need the foil.
You don't need the foil. I like that char flavor from the grill. The grill adds all that extra seasoning and everything like that. That's delicious about the grill, you know?
Right, and as far as corn is concerned, the husk is the foil.
The husk is your foil there, and helps add some of the seasoning and the flavor of the corn in there.
What's your favorite Memorial Day grilling food?
I do enjoy some steak or ribs. I like the shellfish for Memorial Day. I mean, that's kind of my go-to.
Yeah, like throw a lobster on the grill type of thing?
Ooh, lobster, some shrimp. That's always one of my favorites.
All right, how do we get tickets to your clam bake? And can we get them up to the last minute?
So you can order them online, and we are going to be selling tickets at the door for $45 a person. Includes a NA Bev, but you can also purchase alcohol on top of that.
And so the website is?
So you can find tickets on our website at theoldbar.com. The old is with an E. attached to it, and you can purchase tickets right there.
And once again, you can get tickets at the door?
You can get tickets at the door, so we're ready for everybody to come on in.
What can you not miss? What do you have to have in a traditional clam bake?
Well, you have to have clams, yeah. But I think it's the corn and the potatoes go along with that all as well, but those are the most important things.
Yeah. Also great sides for the Memorial Day grill.
They are great sides for the Memorial Day grill.
All right. How are you celebrating Memorial Day?
I'll be working.
Said like a true chef. Jeff Grimes is chef de cuisine here at the Old Bar, 125 Walnut Street. And once again, the clam bake takes place on Saturday from 12 to 3. Thank you so much, Chef Jeff.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.